This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson talking about the ESPN story with the notice of allegations draft that was sent to Michigan, which I guess isn't the actual notice of allegations, but there was some stuff in there that was new and needs to be digested. And feedback is coming in, and we're seeing both sides of what fans want to do. From an unnamed texter, they write, in UM's biggest issue is probably the non-compliance issue and the basic arrogance in how they handled this. The issue isn't whether the scheme mattered on the field. It's the fact that the scheme existed and they tried to gain an advantage. Next one, fight this crap. At minimum, figure out why the NCAA's business with UM is hitting ESPN, the ESPN streets. Figure out why Pete Thamel is finding out about this crap before U of M finds out. If it's supposed to happen behind the scenes, like Kentucky football just got hit, it's a flipping witch hunt at this point. That's why I want to fight this crap again. Fight, 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 Randy and Livonia. Well, you don't like when leaks come out, but if the leaks are accurate, but yes, it definitely, I talked to somebody in the national media that said, this is how the NCAA operates. If they're not happy, they'll leak stuff. So next one, you fight. It's called character. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Randy and Frazier. You're on 97. Want to take it. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for taking my call on this wonderful morning on Monday. I'm one of those that definitely say fight, fight, fight. This is such a bull crap type of a charge. I mean, there's nobody out there saying we were damaged specifically on this play because you guys gained the advantage of having someone on the sideline that we didn't know about. And I know from playing myself, you know, it's not like the offensive coordinator screaming out, you know, what the next call play is. I mean, it's, you got to be standing right next to him to hear what's going on. And I doubt that team would allow that to happen.
Well, it was about stealing signs, not necessarily reading the lips of what somebody was saying. And there seemed to be, I don't know, it seems obvious it would be an advantage to having that knowledge.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there's no guarantee of that. I mean, they can't prove that in a court of law.
Well, look, I mean, that's the thing. If you want to take it to the court of law...
just get through it.
But that, again, sets up a long, protracted battle, which you have to ask yourself.
Why? Well, why did he do it in the first place, if not to gain an advantage?
Well, he was, you know, he was trying to gain an advantage. He was trying to advance his career and you know, show his value to the program. But again, we await the 52 text messages that, according to insiders and according to multiple people that I've talked to, say that there is no link between Sherrone Moore and Stallions and the scheme. They were obviously texting, but I was told it was mostly about recruiting, or a lot about recruiting. 248-539-9797. Let's get to our Champ and Chump nominations. We do this every Monday. My Champ of the Weekend is Scottie Scheffler, coming from five shots down in the final round of the Olympic golf tournament. It was an awesome performance to watch him go birdie, birdie, birdie as things things heated up there. And playing for your country and not for millions of dollars of money, although I'm sure he'll capitalize on this one way or another, is kind of awesome. And I'm not, I tend to not root for Scheffler, which is weird because I just find him to be sort of boring, but he's so good. And what a comeback yesterday. So Scheffler, my champ.
He's been amazing. And he's in a stretch right now where he is clearly the number one golfer in the world and then goes and takes gold the way he just commanded. It was awesome. I'm going to give it up to Ukraine. They won a couple of gold medals. They got one in team fencing. They got the other one in the high jump and also took a bronze in the high jump. Very inspirational when you hear that they've lost over 400 athletes due to fighting in the war with Russia. And this is the contingent they bring with them. And it's just all heart and watching those athletes up there. Particularly when I saw them, the team fencing gold medalist, when they were all up on the podium and singing the national anthem. You could tell that it really meant something to them, and it was it's impressive just what they've done.
My chump of the weekend is whoever picked the outfits that Scottie Scheffler and the rest of the Americans had to wear with the sort of FedEx delivery pants or airport tarmac worker pants. I don't know what that look was. I thought it was awful. So whoever chose those outfits, my chump of the weekend.
I'm going to chump the Seine River. It's so contaminated. Athletes and teams are pulling out of races after people had fallen ill following events in the water from the previous triathlon they had. They just had the mixed triathlon, I think it was today, and they weren't sure what they were going to do. And then last night they made the decision, no, it should be fine. Our testing is confirming that it should be fine. By the time we throw more chemicals and everything else, the water should, you shouldn't be sick from it, even though people had fallen sick from being in the water last week. So that thing.
I got to tell you, the idea that there was no backup plan.
Like, how long did you wait before you started dumping chemical bombs in there to try to fix the issue?
I don't know, but it's terrible.
You think the Olympics just has like a pool guy come by, check the water real quick? Yeah, your levels are still bad here. We're going to need to, this is terrible. Why would anyone feel safe if one day this is not safe, guys, and then the next morning, oh yeah, the levels are good now, everyone in the water.
Like, how about move it to another, you know, okay, I get that it's in Paris and you want to keep everything in Paris, but, you know, they had...
Send them to Tahiti.
I was going to say, they had the surfing in Tahiti, yeah. And so why not move it? You don't have to go to Tahiti for it, but how about, I don't know, the shores of the French Riviera, move it over there so they can swim in the ocean, like what they do with the Ironman triathlon in Hawaii and all that. Maybe do that. This is just strange. Absolutely strange it took them that long. But this, a similar thing happened in Rio when all the pools were green for a while. And they're like, we got to swim here in 2 days. Why is the pool green? Don't worry. We shocked the water. It should be back to normal. And like hours before it turned back to blue or whatever.
So was it crazy. Some triathletes had to drop out because they were sick, right?
Yeah. Well, the teams decided,
but
well,
it's
we're
fine
not feel
today.
Their,
yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, today. What? No, it's not.
You got some people. I just saw a headline from somebody who was competing. Is like, I don't care if I get sick. I want to compete. I want to win. And if I get sick, I get sick.
Yeah, I remember reading.
Says one the guy who's not sick yet.
Right,
right. And I'm reading one account of somebody. Yeah, we swallow water when we do this.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. Get your Champ and Chump votes in. You want to continue with the Michigan discussion? Here's a bunch of votes that have come in. Champ, the Detroit Tigers, and the Jim Leland ceremony. Very cool to see live and an excellent end to the Tigers game that needed some excitement. Champ, the Motor City Casino for closing down its poker room permanently. It's from Nick and Clarkson.
Oh.
Did you watch the Leland stuff?
I did. Actually, I got home in time, flipped on the TV just as Jim was... being driven onto the field in the Corvette and got to see the ceremony from that point on. It was good. It was good because people were quick, you know, didn't linger around too long. Didn't have too many people speaking. And then the game happens and the game is interesting and get to the ninth inning. And it's just, wow, what are we doing here? Oh my God. They came back to tie it. Here we go. Missed opportunity to win it, but okay, we'll go to extra innings. Uh-oh, down a run. Oh, hey, tie it. Down a run. Oh, hey, score two, and it went in walk-off fashion. There was something strange that happened. Did you see the highlights of it all?
I saw the highlights, but there's something that I saw in the play-by-play that made no sense to me. But go ahead.
Okay, so it was Wenzel Perez, right, that hit the fly ball to deep right field that was ends up being the double to win it. The second the ball, I forget if it either hit the guy's glove or it hit the wall. The second that happened, they started strobing the lights at Comerica Park. You know how they do?
Yeah.
That, so the park goes dark and then he starts seeing lights flashing. He hasn't scored from third base yet. And that's happening. I'm like, that, I'm all for the light show. I think it's awesome. How about we actually let the play finish up before we do that? Because it literally happened a half a second after it clears the guy's glove. I'm like, that is strange.
That's why I'm not for the light show. I actually get it. I don't like the light show. I hate I feel like someone's going to go into a seizure or something like that at some point. You know, right? I don't think that's good for you. But yeah, especially when they do it early. What are we doing?
They like,
you can't see anything. You can't see anything.
No.
What happened?
They jumped the gun on that.
Champ, Frankie Bull. I don't know who that is.
Femke Bull?
Oh,
she's the Olympian.
Yeah.
Okay. What sport?
She's a runner, right? I think I saw. Yeah.
She's in track and field.
I actually saw this race. She came back. I don't know if it was the 400 or the 800, maybe been the 800. And she is so far back, and you don't even think about it. And then she just comes out of nowhere, flies up the side, passes everybody, and wins by a good distance. Maybe in a relay event. I forget what it was, but she was amazing.
But did you see her interview?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
She's going viral for this. Doug, I guess you haven't.
No.
Because you don't even know who she is.
No.
During the break, I want you guys to go YouTube her video, her interview.
Is it something we need to play on air?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me find it.
Chump, the same person writes in. Chump, Chicago White Sox 20-game losing streak, 41 games out of first with 2 months still to play. Oh, Chump Gold, they chumped the White Sox. Chump Silver, the French IOC's plan to have humans swim in the Seine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's getting a lot of love today. 248-539-9797. All right, more feedback coming in on the Michigan story. We will get to that coming up. We also will talk Lions in the 11 o'clock hour. We got a little exercise for Gator and I as they go into joint practices this week with the New York Giants. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. That way you can listen to the show anywhere in the United States. There'll come a day where you'll wish you had it, so may as well download it today. More and more people listening to the show through streaming.
Don't ruin the day.
No ruining.
No.
Now, we do have a ruining question today. We always like ruining question. Do you think we will rue something? And then we have a rue question later. We've got streaming to our website, 971theticket.com. We stream there, and there's great content from the Birch Kid and Evan. Also streaming with video. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket, same thing with youtube.com, and you can participate in the streaming chat. We read and interact when we can with those. So 248-539-9797, 971theticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.